ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got to hurry. We got Brad O coming up to tell us what he thinks of this trade. He is a Rockets enthusiast. He is a Rockets expert. So if you aren't following Brad O, you need to, because he's got all the Rockets information that you could possibly need. 713-780-3776. Let's get calls in here. Israel is up first. Hey, Israel.
What's up? Welcome to H-Town, KD. Hey, KD is going to bring the guys out, too. There's going to be a lot of grills and ghosts and diamonds swinging down there. So, Lance, I don't know if you want to see your kids see them guys all lined up all around the stadium. But KD is going to stretch the floor, man. Now them lanes is going to be open. He don't have to get a wrist injury, because all we need him to do is sit out there and bang them threes out. And if, when he do that, it's going to open it up for Ahmed and all the rest of them go do their dunks and do what they do and play some D. He can play some D. Now, Cam is going to get on the floor before Shepard. Shepard is a defensive liability because he's too small and he is not really a knockdown shooter. I don't understand y'all optimism about him. I don't know where y'all get it from. And he's not like TJ from the Pacers. TJ, the little Irish guy, he'll get you a bucket. He just ain't that dog. He's not a dog. And he'll be out here and I'm going to call him in a year. I'm going to call. And when they release him, say what I tell you about the bum. All right.
that was obvious. 713-780-3776, the number. If you want to get in here, who's next, Dell? Reese.
Coach Reese.
Reese, what's going on, Coach?
I'm sorry, I'm the only one that don't like it. I think Kevin Durant is one of the biggest whiners I've ever seen. And he hadn't done nothing. Aside from helping Steph win the title, he hasn't done anything. Everything he's ruined. He's always hurt. He's a big crybaby. I don't like it, man. I would have rather seen them running back with the same guys. And maybe if Jalen wasn't going to be ready again next year, then try to move for somebody else. But Kevin Durant has done nothing since he played with Steph. All he does is – everything he's done has been a disaster. So I just don't like it. And, that's it. He can touch his old whiny-ass Twitter comments and stuff to the kids, man. I don't like it, man. I'm sorry, fellas, but that ain't my thing.
His personality.
Anyway, appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Reese. The Twitter thing is something that's – it doesn't feel really grown man-ish, but whatever. That is going to rub some people the wrong way. I mean, ultimately, it's how he balls, but I can see where people wouldn't like him because he's like – he literally made a burner account to fight with 15-year-olds. Ugh, that's not great. That's not great as a grown person.
No. KD is actually,
what are you talking about, sorry old punk-ass kid? KD is one of the greats, signed KD. And then he got caught. Like, KD, did you just start a burner account to go after a kid with a blog on not even Substack. What is it, though? The GeoCities? I don't even know how far back I
have to
go. I
don't know how long ago it was.
I don't have to far back I have to go, but I'm like, that was one of the wildest things I'd ever seen, that a grown man went after a 15-year-old as him to defend himself. Like, no one, KD, come on, stop. But if he can get buckets, I'm fine. That's whatever.
One more call, and then we're going to take a break because we got Brad O coming on the other side. Who's next, Al? Alan? Alan's next. Hey, Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just two things. You know, I know Reese Shepard's going to have to be good to stay on the floor, but I don't think defensively he's going to be able to rotate. So he's going to have to make buckets in order to make it to the floor. And then, you know, I like the KD trade, but I just felt like we gave a little bit too much, knowing that the Suns were going to have to release him. That's all, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Well, so in the grades, and this is what Zach Harper says, this is what Zach says. He gave the Rockets an A-plus for this. He said, plain and simple, the new inexperienced Suns front office with Brian Gregory as the new GM got worked in this deal. These should have been the Suns' goals in the Kevin Durant trade with the Rockets. Get some of your picks back beyond just the one. Acquire Tari Eason. Gain some cap relief. Bring in veterans that will help keep you competitive. Make sure you have a starting big man. Well, you know, with the Rockets, you could have tried for Eason. Look, the Rockets weren't moving. I'm sorry, but the Rockets weren't probably moving off this deal. And they've got replication behind behind Dylan Brooks. So I was fine with Dylan Brooks going. And that $20 million is better than piecemealing a small Jabari, a small Tari Eason, when those guys could have longer-term impact on the Rockets. So, I mean, I thought the Rockets gave up what they – I personally don't think the Rockets gave up necessarily, quote-unquote, too much. I think the Rockets gave up the two highest-paid guys they could find, basically, that could make it work, and they only gave up one first-round pick, which we knew the Suns really, really wanted. I actually didn't think this is a terrible deal for the Rockets. I mean, we had talked about it. Giannis would have stung more. Giannis would have hurt more. I would have rather had Giannis if we had a choice between the two. But the Giannis deal would have it would have stung even more to me.
Yeah. No, we didn't give up. I don't think. Listen, Jalen could go on and be a star. And then you go, oh, yeah, okay. You know, you gave up a couple of players. Dylan Brooks is going to be there for a couple of years. We'll see if he's a good citizen and he continues to play the way that he has. He's worth the $20 million if he plays. He definitely is worth what the Rockets paid him. Fred, I don't think so much. Dylan was worth that $20 million a year. He played well, gave you a toughness, and shot well. So he improved his shot. He was a career-high three-point shooter last year. So that was really, really good. We got a break because we got Brad Olu get his opinion on what went down with our Houston Rockets next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. HRP is what we're talking about right now. Talking about your business, talking about you being better, talking about your bottom line, talking about how technologically you don't have what HRP does. You're not as good at payroll. You're just not. You're not a payroll guy. And I don't know, maybe you have an admin company. If you have one of these admin companies that is helping you out, I'm not sure that they're partnering with you like HRP does with us and all their other businesses. These admin companies, they do a nice job. They don't have the technology that Mike Holly does that they've developed over at HRP because it's proprietary technology that everybody wants to grab from him, and he's not giving it up. It is the way to go as far as I'm concerned. You not only get the payroll, you not only get the HR, you not only get all the tax help that they give you, but you also get a choice on your benefits packages, which you don't with the other admin companies. You get their products. And so they're making big. It's not necessarily what's best for you. HRP always thinks about what's best for you and your business. Find out. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. Bringing in Bretto. He is a guy I must follow. Gives you all the information that you could possibly need on X. He is not only a Rockets enthusiast, but he's a hard worker. And he's got the ins and outs of everything.
He's also got a brand new podcast that he and Will and Kelly Iko are doing and one other guy. So that's a good combination there. Kelly Iko's got a great article in the Athletic today, along with Sam Amick, why the Rockets changed course and fast-tracked their timeline to land Kevin Durant. So want to reference that as well. But we welcome into the show Brad Doe, who's been a guy who is – been tracking the Rockets from the rough times. Younger guy who we really appreciate his hustle, is a huge Rocket fan, and I want to ask you an honest question. I know you were a big fan, Bredo, of the Rockets iteration. We all were, the way the Rockets came back, including Jalen Green. and really grew as a unit. How tough is this for you from a fan standpoint watching Jalen Green go when he was part of the, you know, they hit the rock bottom, but he was part of the come up for the Rockets?
Yeah, for one, thank you guys for having me on the show. It is tough, you know, losing Jalen Green. You know, you grow, you know, more and more with these guys as they get older. That was Jalen's, you know, fourth year with the team. It does suck to see him go, but it was time, you know, especially with him averaging 13 points in that playoff series against the Warriors. You make a move for Kevin Durant, you know, a solidified scorer from every level of the field. It just makes sense. But I definitely grew more and more sad the more I thought about it. Like, dang, like, Jalen's, he's officially gone. So it definitely going to be interesting seeing those guys in New Jersey's. But as I mentioned, it was definitely time.
So, load management. You had Jalen playing every night, no matter what. He was
right
there for 82. What do you think? Is this going to have to be a load management thing with Kevin Durant to make sure that he's healthy for the postseason?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they treat him on back-to-back specifically. The goal is you keep six of those young core players. You still have your team intact. You know, you still have a top five defense next year, best rebounding team in the league. So you should not need KD at, you know, every single night. That's not what you want when you acquire a guy like KD. You really just need him for the postseason. So, yeah, they should not be playing him 35, 40 minutes a night the way they treat Fred VanVleet, you know, years past. I would just make sure he gets to the playoffs when it matters, and then, you know, Houston should be good to go. They should be contenders.
Brad O with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This opens the door for Cam Whitmore. Do you see it happening?
Yeah, it definitely does. There's definitely a void with Jalen Green leaving, especially Dylan Brooks as well. They don't necessarily have a two guard. That's what's missing right now. I'm also curious to see if they go and use that mid-level exception to go and grab somebody else. But, yeah, Cam Whitmore could be the guy who steps up. He maybe doesn't spoke about it in the press conference after the season, like, hey, Reed's going to have opportunity, especially Cam. But Cam's going to have to go and earn that opportunity. Ime Udoka, I love that he does not give out handouts. You know, Cam has that opportunity to go and take that spot, so I want to see what he does.
Yeah, Bredo, so this is one of the things we're talking about is the dominoes that fall into place. And I think there is a question that needs to be, well, the question was always asked, do you pick up Fred VanVleet? Now, you know, you have to make sure that the numbers are certain numbers, that you have money underneath the apron so that you can make a mid-level pickup. I mean, they still need another shooter on this roster. But how do you see this playing out with the backcourt now? How do you see the backcourt lining up? Do you expect to see Fred back? Is there a world where they could trust Reed Shepard enough to be in the backcourt with Amen Thompson and kind of figure things out from bringing the ball up and getting into the offense standpoint? How do you see that working out?
Yeah, so Fred VanVleet, I for sure see coming back. I'm expecting him and Amen to be the one and two guards going into next season. Reed Shepard, the goal is, you know, you draft him third overall. The goal is to have him at least starting, I would hope, by next year. And Fred going to the backup role going forward. But, yeah, it depends on what they sign Fred VanVleet to. They're going to decline that team option for sure. He's not coming back for $42 million. That would be absurd. But hopefully they get him at a good, you know, team-friendly deal. They just brought in KD, re-signed Steve-O to a good deal, so I'd imagine Fred comes back for cheaper. So they have that money to go and bring in somebody for the two-guard. But, yeah, I'd like to see Reed start eventually. I don't think it'd be this year, but, you know, starting in 2027, I'd like to see Reed go and take that spot, and he definitely can.
Brad O with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, Cam Whitmore, Reed Shepard got to play a bigger role. Tari's got to stay healthy, too. I mean, this has been an issue now. Tari has got to step up and play an even bigger role than he has in the past, doesn't he?
100%, especially with Dylan Brooks leaving. They're missing one of their best, you know, point of attack defenders. You know, Dylan Brooks was the head of the snake with a cage to the Rockets defense. And Tari, he was the guy who could have been, you know, second team all defense last year if he played the whole year. So as you mentioned, we'd like to see him stay healthy. He had that freak injury 2 years ago where he missed 75% of the season. Last year, it kind of came back to him. But this year, I'd like to see him stay healthy. He, again, exceptional defender. I'd love to see him out there playing 25 to 30 minutes a night because I think he's that good of a player. But, yeah, as you mentioned, he definitely needs to stay healthy with us losing Dylan Brooks.
I think that's the concern. One of the concerns for me, very quietly, is is he was not a player that always played back-to-backs either. And I think you can only have a certain amount of players who can, especially if they have some, if they're both wing players, like you don't want to get into a situation where you've got two or three players who you worry about playing back-to-back, because then your roster gets a little, you know, starts to really thin on a game-by-game basis relative to what the schedule looks like. So I'd love to see Tari get back to this. I mean, he's a young guy. You don't want him for the entirety of his career to be unable to play back-to-back games. I mean, that kind of scares you moving forward at this young of age when you give him, where you re-up him. And that's the other thing. I wonder right now if getting off of the contract of Jalen Green allows you maybe a little more freedom in the future, assuming you get a very favorable extension done with Kevin Durant in terms of number of years, if this really helps you keep the other core intact, including Jabari Smith and Tari Eason, because we know Amen's going to be there, but Jabari and Tari are also kind of very quietly extremely important to this team as well.
Yeah, both of those guys are, and they're due for extensions this year, those rookie extensions, so I'm curious to see what value they get. They may just hold on and wait until the 2026 free agency to sign those guys, but as you mentioned, Tari Eason should be playing back-to-backs next year. And if he's not, then that's the issue. He definitely should be healthy enough to be playing those back-to-backs next year. And if he's not, then he may take a hit when he resigns with the Rockets. But, yeah, they definitely need to be healthy going into next year. As you mentioned, you can't have too many guys sitting out on back-to-backs. Steven Adams is probably a guy who may be missing back-to-backs as well. So, yeah, you don't want that number to pile up, especially, you know, in the Western Conference where wins are very, very important going into the playoffs.
What do you do with, like, I mean, you got some money there with Jayshon. Between Jayshon, Jeff Green, Aaron Holiday, that's about $20 million. Do you see some more little moves here to keep you under the apron?
They definitely could. Rashawn Stone is very good at what he does, so it wouldn't surprise me if he makes another move. And as we mentioned, that two spot is definitely there for the taking for anybody. So a guy like Quentin Grimes is the player who's caught my attention the most. Really good two guard. He really showed out last year. That would be the move I would look into making, but I'm curious to see what they do. As you mentioned, that's a ton of salary that's there with Landale, Jeff Green, and even Aaron Holiday, and even Jayshon Tate. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he makes the move there.
So what about – go ahead, John. We're talking about Gary Trent Jr. What do you think of that?
Gary Trent Jr., he's a really good shooter. Again, the Rockets last year were like a bottom five three-point shooting team. That's been the case for him a long time. You bring in Kevin Durant, that's good. You also lose Dylan Brooks, who was around a 40% shooter. So, yes, I wouldn't mind a Gary Trent Jr. Not the best defender, but, again, it fills that shooting vacancy that Houston has desperately needed.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. So we talked about this with Daryl Morey. Daryl got the team up to a certain point, and then had a hard time pushing it over the top. And building a team up from ground floor is not the hardest thing in the world if you just, you know, hit on your early draft picks. But finding a way to get it to that next level is difficult. And I think Rafael Stone and Ime are in a little different place now where it becomes a little bit more challenging. And moving forward, how you handle contracts is going to be huge. But also, is Ime going to be willing to say, okay, I have standards, but I'm willing to lighten up my standards a little bit defensively because I got to have a shooter? Like, I think it's important for coaches to be a little flexible like that, because if not, if you're too inflexible, you end up with a team that doesn't shoot well. And I think in today's NBA, you have to be able to shoot at an adequate pace, at an adequate number, you know, to win at the highest level, it feels like to me.
I agree. As I mentioned, like, shooting is most important going into next year. They're going to be a top five defense. If rebounding is going to remain the same. Just look at that game seven. They hit like five or six threes, and that's never sustainable. You need to be able to make threes in today's NBA. So that's just how the math works. So, yeah, Gary Trent, as you mentioned, that would be an interesting signing. Quentin Grimes, again, really good shooter. I've seen a bunch of people mention Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I would love to see them make a move for a shooter because it's very important. And this Rockets team cannot shoot. And as we mentioned, Reece Shepard and Cam Whitmore hopefully will fill that void. Reece Shepard specifically, that's what he was drafted for. So I'd like to see him.
Brett O. and John, I mean, listen, the Rockets are a favorable team to come to. If you are somebody with a mid-level exception or, you know, if you're a veteran that is looking to – if it's a choice between three different teams – and the Rockets are one of those teams, there's a very good chance that Houston, no state income tax, number one. There's a very good chance that Houston is going to be the favored spot. So I don't think it's going to be hard finding a player, provided you're under that apron to add a player.
Yeah. Are you – so you're totally – down? I mean, you were all for this, Bratto, or what? Where were you on keep running it back, or were you all KD, or were you all Giannis? How did you look at this thing before it happened?
So for me, I was all for Kevin Durant. I know a lot of people don't like the age. I understand it. He's played in 83% of his games the last 2 years, so I'm not worried about that. Again, he fills the Rockets' biggest void, which is consistent scoring. 53% last year from mid-range, 43% from three. Yeah, he's coming in from day one to fixing the Rockets' biggest issue, and I knew it wasn't going to be an expensive get. They only lost one young core player, and you still keep the 2027 and 2029 Phoenix first-round pick. So they still have a ton of flexibility to improve this team. And again, you bring in a Hall of Famer who is going to be with Ime Udoka, who coached him in Brooklyn. He's best friends with Royal Ivy. The Rockets just brought in DJ Augustine to the front office. They were college teammates. And yeah, it just made sense. And he's going to be a perfect fit for this team. So I was definitely for that, especially with it being a cheap gift.
I'm with you. I thought that was the first. That was the best option because you didn't have to break up the whole team. You had to break up the whole team for Giannis. I really like this deal. I didn't want to run it back because they're just not good enough. But Kevin Durant hasn't made his last couple of teams better. They were better. The Suns were better when he was on the floor than when he wasn't. But they still weren't good. Is Kevin Durant a championship player still?
I truly do. I look at what he did in Brooklyn, and that's a championship team if Kyrie Irving isn't hurt and James Harden doesn't mess up his hamstring. In Phoenix, I truly just think that team is awful. They had the worst center rotation in the NBA. It was a terrible defense. The point guard play was very inconsistent, and they were 3-17 when Kevin Durant did not play. Yeah, that Phoenix team was not good, but that's just on the GM. He really did a bad job with that roster, especially bringing in Bradley Beal for like $50 million, and he underperformed. So this Rockets team is completely different. That's a good team again. Top five defense, best rebound team in the league. They just missed the score, and that's going to be what Kevin Durant does. So I like the deal. I think he's still a winner.
And you only gave up two, like you said, two guys, and that number 10 overall pick. That number 10 overall pick, I don't think he's getting on the floor anyway, not for a while. Yeah. So, I really love the deal. I'm excited. I'm excited about this basket. And I think people will be excited for this basketball team, too. Don't you, Bruno?
Yeah, you have to. If you're a Houston fan, you have to be excited. You go through 3 years of 17, 20, and 22 wins. Ime Udoka brought them to 52 wins in 2 years. And now we have Kevin Durant. You know, they talked about phase one, two, and three. And we can all agree they're on phase three right now. And I hope the city shows up for every single game this year. It's going to be a very exciting year for the Rockets. And they're definitely contenders. They'll have to see what happens against OKC if they get there. But, yeah, it should definitely be exciting.
So what's the response been on your page?
It was funny. I've been posting about Kevin Durant for a while. And it's like 60-40 people were like, no, we don't need to bring in this old guy. But now I'm seeing a ton of optimism. I think people didn't understand that this was going to be very cheap to get him. And they were assuming it was going to cost like 3 to 4 young core members, and that was never the case. So I think people are excited, and they'll definitely be more excited when KD hits the floor game one.
Absolutely. That's Bratto with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, continued success. You're doing a great job, and hopefully that podcast blows up. Where do we find it? What's the name, and where do we find it?
Thank you again for having me on. The podcast is Rockets Collective. It'll be on YouTube. We do live shows every day at 7:30 of Central Time, so you definitely would enjoy it. Kelly has really good insight from The Athletic, as you mentioned. Ali Khan is very good as well. And then Will, my podcast partner for the Bratto and Will Show, both of us. It's really fun. So definitely tune in if you guys aren't tapped in there.
And the Bratto and Will Show is on YouTube as well?
Yes. Yes, it is. And then my platform, Bratto NBA, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that good stuff. So, yeah.
There it is. That's Bratto with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Look for it on YouTube, 7:30 every night. With Kelly, is it Eco or Ico? Which is it?
Eco.
It's Kelly,
yeah,
Eco.
Kelly Eco. Yeah, yeah.
Del
Kelly
told you it was Kelly Eco. Del already tried to
you've been
you
selling
that.
You just been saying Ico.
Oh, I may have said Ico earlier.
Yeah, yeah. You did.
I think I did. Yeah.
That's why I had to ask.
You're right. That's on me, Brad. All right, so that's that. Well, it's a big look. John and I have been doing this radio show a long time. We weren't on the air when Barkley got traded. I was doing weekends. I was a young guy at 6:10, and when the Barkley trade went down, we were on for Tracy McGrady trade, which is a big deal. We were there for the Scottie Pippen trade, which was a big deal. The James Harden trade, which is a big deal. And this one ranks, you know, Harden was young. Harden was different because that was young core guy. This is different because you are, you jumped up quickly. Like, you have championship aspirations right now. So this is – it's exciting. Whether you love the deal, you hate the deal or whatever, it's definitely going to be exciting when the season rolls around late October.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Bretto, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Continued success, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, there's Bretto right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You are more than welcome. If not, we'll see where we're going to do. What did you learn this weekend? In one sentence, brought to you by Game Day. I'm talking right now about Dream Rate Mortgage. I'm talking about you buying a home. I'm talking about you even looking into it. If you're waiting for interest rates, go to Kent's website, okay, 975loans.com. Put your name in there, and when the interest rates go down, he can tell you when it's time for you to make a move. He can also tell you by how much you make. He can give you the lowdown on how much you make and how much the mortgage is going to be for you to make decisions about whether or not you're going to buy. I'm telling you, he's a skinny shop. He is absolutely the way to go, because you don't know anything about buying a home. You don't know the mortgage game. If he can connect you with the best wholesale lenders, with an insurance agent, with the survey, with the title company, he does it all. He doesn't split commissions. It means you save thousands of dollars. You're not paying for a glass tower office building. It means you save thousands, because he just does it. I think he does it out of his heart. And he's been doing it for 30-plus years. He knows what he's doing. You don't. I wish I had Kent Jones on my side when I bought my houses in Houston. I'm telling you, he is the ultimate hookup for you to save money. I'm just telling you, you will save money. 975loans.com. That's 975loans.com. Tell him you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What do you think? Maybe you want to talk about the Astros. Maybe you want to talk about winning 2 out of 3.
How about that? We haven't even mentioned that an NBA title was won last night.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, that's a big deal. If the Rockets won, I want people to fill up their whole shows with Rockets talk. It was actually, you know what? It was a good series for the NBA. I don't care what your TV ratings are. I don't care about any of that. Let me tell you what I care about. Basketball getting to where guys play hard all the time. They play with effort. They play with intensity. They play as a unit and a collective. And I saw that. I think that was both teams have some good young talent. I think both teams played the game the way you want to see it played. I think that was a win for basketball. And I don't care if Stephen A. can't talk about LeBron or whatever. I don't care. Basketball had a win by having a 7-game series, the first one since 2016, only the 7th time it's happened in the last 40 years. And both teams played really hard. Unfortunately, Tyrese Halliburton tore his Achilles after starting off red hot. 3 threes in the first 7 minutes, and he tore his Achilles and will obviously miss next year as well, along with Jason Tatum. Just really tough to see. But I thought it was good for basketball. I thought it was a win to have two teams with voracious fan bases and two teams that play the game, I think, the right way. They play hard, and they play for each other, and I think everyone complains about what they don't like about basketball and how players are spoiled, this, that, and the other. Well, you can't say that about this series. You can't make any of those comments.
One of the things that I learned this weekend was that no matter how well T.J. McConnell plays, you ain't winning an NBA title.
Nah, I mean, it's a fun little thing to watch, and then he turns the ball over 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
Like, he is – that's what happens when – you know what that's like? That's like when who was our quarterback? Rosencopter.
Sage.
Sage Rosenfels. It's like when Sage was a backup and he could come in for a little bit, like, man, this guy can play. Yeah. This guy is good. It's like the ultimate backup quarterback. And then you stick him into the starting lineup, basically, and you realize, okay, there's only so much that you're going to get out of it. That's what T.J. McConnell is. Great coming off the bench for stretches. Fantastic.
Yeah. He can give you a change of pace, but if he's the guy.
He tried to beat Oklahoma City by himself.
There was nobody doing anything, though, for a while.
And Siakam, I thought, was super passive. I thought
Siakam
really
He just stood out there waiting for somebody to hit
him.
He
was like, come on, T.J., bust it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, dude. You got to take over. Halliburton's gone. What are you doing?
Yeah, he just seemed like, you're right, he just stood out there. And then when they got him the ball, they just all of a sudden turned into the gang that couldn't shoot straight. That whole game was, we can't shoot. Both teams. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City only shot 40. Shea was 8 of 27.
Right.
I mean, that's terrible.
No, terrible. I mean, look, neither team, this was played like a game 7. The defense was high. The nerves were there. They were missing free throws. There were too many turnovers. There was a crap ton of foul calls throughout this game. But ultimately, it was defended well. Like, basically every single prop bet went under, John. Points, rebounds, assists, anything that you looked at, under. It was that kind of game. It was and you're right, SGA, who won the MVP, he did not shoot well.
I thought Jalen Williams was the MVP.
Yeah, I think that it's...
They had to give it to Shea.
Yeah, I mean, Shea was the leading scorer. Well, he wasn't the leading scorer in Game 5. That was at home. That was Jalen Williams. But he averaged right at about 30 points per game for the series. So, yeah, that was... SGA was the only one you could give it to. But Jalen Williams wasn't far off.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're a bit behind because of the long interview, and rightfully so, with our guy Brado. So we're going to catch up on breaks here. 713-780-37. If you call in, you're getting in right away. 713-780-3776. You want to talk about the Astros? You want to talk about the Rockets trade? You want to talk about the NBA Finals? You're more than welcome. I want to talk about Billy Brown. I want to talk about how good Billy Brown is. I love what Billy Brown did for me at my home. I didn't need a plumber for I don't know how long. Then all of a sudden I needed like 3 times in about a month. And it was like, holy crap, Billy, you got more problems. I got more problems. No problem. I didn't even talk to Billy. I talked to either Mary or whoever else answered the phone. And I just said, I've got an issue. And boom, they're out there.
I need a plumber in here. I need a plumber in here.
Wow.
It's true.
That is true. And you needed a plumber in there. You just had an issue not long ago.
Yeah, they just came in and fixed a leaky shower, like a little thing. And then, you know, 2 summers ago they did a little thing called repiping the entirety of my backyard and underneath my home because I had a major issue and they had to do that. Big job, small job. I trust them. They do great work. At a very reasonable price. They're completely transparent. They're Houston's plumber. They're officially Houston's plumber. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube.
Sell your house fast for cash at GreenlightOffer.com.
Championship teams are built with experience, skill, and teamwork, just like Pipefitters Local 211. For over 75 years, we've been representing the best in the trade across the Texas Gulf Coast. Our 4,300 union pipe fitters, welders, and HVAC techs bring the heat when it comes to quality, safety, and precision. When you need a home run in craftsmanship, trust the pros who do it right the first time. Pipe Fitters Local 211. Brought to you by the journeymen and apprentices of Pipe Fitters Local Union 211.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here for Allstate Windows and Siding. If you're looking to give your home a facelift, forget about painting or staining. Buy siding from Allstate Windows and Siding instead. Allstate has a huge selection of colors, and their product is energy efficient and impact resistant from the wind and the weather, like hurricane season can be. Call today at 832-204-1936. Ask about their $2,500 off a complete siding job. Visit AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Discounts are always available for senior citizens, military, and first responders. Get to Allstate Windows and Siding right now.
You've heard me talking about Two Creeks Crossing Resort. What a beautiful, relaxing place. We took the family when school got out. We had a fantastic time. We stayed in the treehouse. You know, the kids love that. I drove up after I got off work and was there in 90 minutes, which is pretty close to my normal commute. The family took it all in, from exploring their 92-acre property to fishing in the creeks and their catch-and-release pond, which the kids love. Everybody had a great time, and we can't wait to go back. Book 5 nights, save 35% off your stay in June and July. Book now at twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Top Dog Fireworks opens tomorrow. Shop early for the biggest selections at great prices to save big. For locations, go to topdogfireworks.com. Their wall of BOGOs has over 100 buy one, get one free options to choose from while supplies last. Spend $250 and receive your reward while supplies last. Plus, come in to see their daily in-store promotions. To find your nearest Top Dog Fireworks location, visit topdogfireworks.com. That's topdogfireworks.com.
John Granato here for Game Day Health. Are you feeling lethargic, having issues in the bedroom? How about weight gain, muscle loss, even brain fog? You may have low testosterone. Game Day Men's Health are the experts in testosterone replacement therapy, ED, and weight management strategies. They can help you get back to feeling and performing better. With 5 locations, 15 more on the way, book a free testosterone test today at GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Let's just sprinkle in what you learned this weekend throughout the show. 713-780-3776, because we got so much to talk about.
And we have one person on hold right now who wants, he's been holding for a while.
Jason has? Well, let's find out what Jason learned this week.
He obviously learned something pretty good.
Yeah. Jason, what did you learn this
week? Morning, guys. This is Jason from NOLA. One thing I learned this weekend is that LSU baseball owns college baseball, and they are about to do with superstars in the MLB what they've already done in college football. I'll hang up and listen.
There it is.
I mean, got a nice team, that's for sure. They got a great program. They're pretty damn good. That game the other, the 1-0 game the other night was just a fabulous pitching, and that kid, he threw 140 pitches, and watched his dad. His dad was in the stands and cheering. You know, I don't know if I would have been down with throwing 140 pitches, but you're not. You saw him talking to the kid before the ninth inning came up, and you're like, I know you want to win a title, but what about the kid's arm? You know, that whole arm.
They're not worried about that.
Yeah,
titles are forever. The arms. He'll eventually.
No, they're not
forever. He'll eventually need Tommy John.
He'll have Tommy John anyway. So let's get those 130 pitches out of his arm.
What's the difference? Let's get the title.
Yeah. So how about that? Was a little wild to see a manager kicked out and then the backup manager kicked out and first base coach kicked out as well. Manager, if you didn't watch it, Coastal Carolina's manager started barking from the in the first inning from the. From the dugout, came out, and the umpire tried to tell him to go back in 3 different times, and it was prolonged arguing, and he refused, and boom, out of here. Now,
they said he bumped the umpire. He says he didn't bump him.
Yeah, when he came running out there after that. Yeah, well, that was after he got thrown out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's suspended for next year. Like, there's – he suspended either 1 or 2 games for next year as well as the other coach who got thrown out. So it was a pretty wild beginning. And then, you're sitting there at 1-1 and you've got Morrison on the mound for Coastal Carolina, who's an outstanding pitcher. And then LSU just had that, I think it was the fourth inning, where they just jumped all over him. They were, he walked the hitter, then he was hit hard, and then They made it 5-1. The final hit of the inning was the final out of the inning was there was a confusion between the right fielder and the second baseman who was roaming out there, and frankly, I thought the right fielder came in and made the catch. It wasn't until I saw the replay that it actually went past his glove, and the second baseman who was going backwards, who was almost blind to it, caught it in his glove. That would have turned into a 7-1 game. Instead, it was 5-1. LSU shut him down until late, where Coastal scored two runs to go over the total of 7.5 runs, and the final was 5-3. So that's of note.
Yep.
And LSU wins another title.
LSU won themselves another title. It's a great baseball program. Great baseball program. All right, and this is the only time that we ever even think about college baseball. Am I right? I mean, that's it. The World Series. That's it. Otherwise, it's just another sport out there. 713-780-3776. We had LSU. What do you think about USMNT one, Hundo?
I mean, competition is what it is, but that team needed some success, so they went all three games in their group. They advanced to a quarterfinal.
You sound sad.
I'm not sad. It's just
sad that our home team actually winning.
Are you finished? Are you both finished? Or
yes,
can we go
finished.
On?
All we right, can
thank,
go on. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for the nonsense. I appreciate it. As far as the actual competition, it's good. A lot of young players who they're trying to find answers for. And Pochettino was very complimentary of Malik Tillman, one of the younger forwards. I think he scored in all three games, including he didn't have the game winner, but he scored the first goal yesterday against Haiti. All you're looking for is to find guys to add to your depth, because most of these guys, there are a couple like Chris Richards, the defender, who may be part of your starting 11, but you're trying to find guys to supplement most of the guys who aren't even around for this tournament. So it's a big deal to see these guys play, win, and then possibly go on deeper into this tournament, because you need probably, let's see how deep they are. They probably have 11 that they're confident in. Maybe going into World Cup, you need another 7 that you can lean on as subs. And, of course, you'll have your extra guys that'll be part of the team but won't play. So this is what this tournament's for. It's your last chance to find these guys minutes in competitive matches. Find 5 or 6 guys maybe that can contribute in a World Cup. And probably Malik Tillman's out ahead of the pack for those guys who may not have been considered for 2026. So, hey, let's keep winning. Let's keep finding answers and keep finding guys who can provide depth. Because that's as much as I'll take from playing in the Gold Cup. Well, maybe you face Mexico and Canada in the later stages, and then you're okay, now we're doing something. But beating Haiti, it should be done. That should be something we assume happens all the time.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, hey, a win's a win. It's about time they started winning, though. That's nice. Get out of group, undefeated. That's nice. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you want to do a what did you learn this weekend in one sentence next? Let's do it. Let's what did you learn? Because we never give it to the 9 o'clock hour people, right?
Right.
It's always a 7. If you're new to this because you're never here in the 7 o'clock hour, what did you learn this weekend? You've learned something from your kids. Like Lance learned about the Kevin Durant trade from his kids.
Yeah.
Right?
He came
right. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what that is. Could be about your wife. Could be about your job. Could be about anything. But you only get one sentence. 713-780-3776. Right now. Call in right now and contribute. And as soon as somebody gets off, you get in. 713-780-3776. Time to talk about Chastain. I learned a long time ago about Chastain Ford that I am going to get a transparent deal, that everything is going to be straightforward, that there are no surprises when it's time to sign, that there's no add-ons, that there's no markups, that they don't care about that. What they care about is making sure that you get the deal that you can afford every month. One of the first things they're going to ask you, where do your payments have to be? If it's unlimited and you don't care, then that's, you know what, then go for it, whatever. But if you've got a budget and you're like, I need to buy this vehicle. You have to have a car in Houston. I need to buy this Ford SUV or pickup. I need it. I need it for my job. I need it for whatever the case may be. This is the car that I want. Well, how about getting me where I need to be? And that's what Chastain Ford will do. And, oh, by the way, they'll give you employee pricing right now. That's still going on, employee pricing at Chastain Ford. and the best deals with no markups, no add-ons. Transparency, it's awfully important in the car business, and it's not everywhere. It's at Chastang Ford. On 610 at Homestead, not Homestead, just 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
The Del Olalea Show, weekday mornings from 10 to noon.
There is a speckle of donut from Lance's time from the mic, just a piece of donut on the microphone. I don't normally get grossed out. This is woof. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm looking at you, and then I catch something in my eye. I'm like, is that in my eye? And I look down, oh, that's a piece of donut. Lance is the disgusting member of that group.